This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and now we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it's Thanksgiving time where we'll gather with friends and family and we'll argue about politics. I'll get back to these calls in a second about the dishes you're dreading. I do want to get to this. It is wild, insane how they're still not stopping or slowing down on all this endless Pfizer stuff. The headline is this: Biden and world leaders sign a declaration to adopt vaccine passports for international travel. People do understand that now that information is coming out, there is a growing call not only for lawsuits, but for possibly criminal trials. And there are so many medical incidents at this point in time, you cannot cover them up. You just heard that headline. Now I want you to listen to Dr. Peter McCullough.
We are deep in trouble now because there is a clear recognition that this myocarditis in some people can lead to a scar. The scar is a small area of like a scar you see on your skin, but the electricity goes down, and when it goes through the scar, it depolarizes slowly, then it loops up and it forms reentry. And when reentry occurs during a normal cardiac depolarization, and that isn't a heart rhythm, in me or you, that can be well over 200 beats a minute, it starts to make us dizzy. And if we don't do something, it degenerates to ventricular fibrillation, and then we're gone. We're on the floor, and CPR is started. And if you've seen any of these montages of these athletes, when this happens, they go down like a rock. They can't even hold out their hands to protect themselves. We're just absolutely slamming to the floor. We have seen montage after montage of people having sudden cardiac death. It's called sudden adult death syndrome.
Yeah, crazy.
And, you know, myself and Asim Malhotra, a prominent cardiologist in the UK, have come up with the same conclusion that when we see a young person now who's previously healthy, no antecedent illness, and they suddenly die, and the two patterns are dying in sleep, typically from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., mm-hmm. or dying during sports, and there's no suicide, there's no drug overdose, there's no motor vehicle accident, it is the COVID-19 vaccine and subclinical myocarditis, like in the Gill paper, until the parents come out or the family comes out and they tell us otherwise.
Wrap your mind around how truly evil the Western leaders of the world have become. How truly evil the West has become. That our leaders are still trying to force something on us. And now we have doctor after doctor. It's not like this is a one-off. We have study after study, doctor after doctor, saying, hey, this needs to be pulled off the market now. And yet they're still trying to force you to take it. Wrap your mind around how evil that is. Isn't that a little bit disheartening? Because I saw, again, I call it Qatar. I think it's called Qatar, but whatever. I guess the World Cup's going on. I mean, I don't care about soccer because I'm an American. But I guess the World Cup's going on. And, of course, America had to wear their, or apparently during practice or during their thing, of course, they had to wear their rainbow flags and stuff like that. So screw them. I'm done rooting for that crap anyway. That's one. Two, Americans started throwing on rainbow shirts and trying to get into the stadium. And the Qatar people were like, ah, no, not welcome in. It's a Muslim country that's banned there. To which Americans, most Americans on both sides, they get outraged about that. You know, that's crazy. What a bunch of bigots. What are they? Okay, no, that's fair. Okay, that's fine. I'm not telling you to like that. But I will tell you this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play something for you. You look at them. They will not let you in the stadium if you're wearing a rainbow flag. I think if you're a citizen, you get arrested or something like that if you're gay. So you look at that and you say, okay, no, that's tyrannical and horrible. Okay. No argument from me. But I will ask you, as an American, what do you think they think about us when they hear things like this on NBC?
And in March and April of this year, as the far right-wing conservatives sort of got over CRT or critical race theory, they needed a new boogeyman. And they leapt on LGBTQ community members, specifically trans people, their doctors, their caregivers, libraries that had books that were LGBT focused. This was really just sort of the cause celebre on the far right. Since April, we've also seen a one-to-one correlation with violence, harassment, assaults, real-world violence in this community. Pride events were disrupted. There were 31 neo-Nazis were arrested back in August at a Pride event in Ohio, in Idaho. Librarians being assaulted, trans librarians being assaulted. It's just been really, really bad. And the rhetoric has ramped up so much that it's people that we were talking to since April about this, that were the subject of this, they were saying repeatedly, we're waiting for an instance of real world violence where people are going to get killed.
And here it is. And we've also seen, and there was a lot of conversation about this, drag shows being targeted. What is going on with that?
Yeah, because they targeted drag shows a lot, and in part because Drag Time Story Hour, where a drag queen would come, it was a ubiquitous in libraries all over the country, had it. A drag queen would come read a story. It was fun. The kids loved it. And then...
What do you think they think when they look at us? And believe me, I've been there as an American. I look overseas, you know, lots of times they're Muslim countries, and you see that they have their women, you know, all decked out in hijabs. You can't even see them. And I'd say to myself, "What? That's horrible. It's just, what an awful country that must be. Treat women that way and stuff like that." How do you think they look at Drag Queen Story Hour in America? How do you think they look at that? When they see the latest internet video of some dude dressed up with fake boobs and dressed up like a lady of the night and having a five-year-old put dollar bills in his underwear, what do you think they think about us? I will tell you, maybe I'm getting old. Maybe we're just getting worse. I'm getting a whole lot less judgmental about other places around the world. All right. Your Thanksgiving dish you're dreading. Bobby, San Diego, go.
Oyster casserole.
Oh, hold up, Bobby. What in the world is oyster casserole?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me. tradition in my ex-wife's family and her two brothers, who were bachelors at the time, used to come for Thanksgiving every year, and they wouldn't even eat it. And it was their mother's recipe.
Oh, you know, for years I have disparaged oysters, and I still don't like raw oysters. And they're one of those things I want to like because it looks so much fun. Sit down. I want some raw oysters. I've grown to love the oysters you can get down here now where they'll melt cheese and put a bunch of stuff on them and cook them. But raw ones, I don't want to drink snot. What, Chris? Oysters filter crap out of the ocean. Well, yeah, I don't care. Chris, I don't care about the health of my food. All right, I'm all about flavor. What kind of a loser are you? Gosh. Mississippi Mike, go.
Yes, and Kelly, you don't show up very often, but when you do, you get the job done, baby. I tell you what, I'm a full-grown man, so I show up for work, and I don't eat stuff I don't like. But when I was a kid, they always made us eat, and they tricked you. They called it a dessert. That green Jello with the mayonnaise and the pineapple and the whipped cream.
I know exactly what it is.
South, they're gonna put pecans in it.
Oh. By the way, Mike, I forgot to mention, I wanted to let you know before you go, Mike, that I'll be gone Thursday, Friday. Ha ha, hung up the phone. He can't say anything. Josh, Tampa, go.
So my mother-in-law does, and I'm sorry I was wrong with your screener. It's not candied onions, it's creamed onions.
Oh.
And they're about a marble size in a baking dish. And nobody touches them.
Creamed onions?
But yes. I've never seen it. They're Icelandic.
That sounds like the most despicable thing ever. You know what? You want some good news? Here's some good news. Bob Chapek, he was the CEO of Disney. He got fired. Now, the bad news is they're bringing back in Bob Iger, who's actually the communist who really started Disney down this road. But the reason I say this is good news is this. Do you know why Bob Chapek got fired? It's not because Disney went too far left. It's because Disney lost so much money. Do you have any idea why Disney lost so much money this year? Do you know why? Because of you. Because you clicked cancel on your Disney Plus subscription. Because you didn't go see the new Marvel movie with all that indoctrination crap. Because you chose to go to one of any other theme parks and not Disney World and Disneyland this year. Bob Chapek got fired because his bottom line sucked. And his bottom line sucked because you put your money where your morals are. Good for you. Make them feel it. They'll get fired. All right. 877-377-4373. The Thanksgiving dish you dread. Put your money where your morals are. It's more than just your cell phone, right? I tell you about the cell phone part of it all the time, you know, switching away from Verizon or AT&T and T-Mobile because they're wretched communist trash. I tell you that one because that's the easiest one. That takes 10 minutes. Disney's a sacrifice, a big sacrifice, because maybe your kids grew up like mine wanting to go to Disney World. And I took mine years ago. I mean, before Disney lost its mind, but that's just something kids want to do. Can I go to Disney? Can I go to Disney? And you got to break it to them. No, honey, Disney's wretched trash now. The cell phone part? Anyone can do that. Less than 10 minutes on the phone, you can do that during the break. If you pick up your cell phone now and you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you can switch to Pure Talk. Don't worry, you'll deal with an American. You will save a fortune. Your cell phone money every month will go to a company that shares your values. And right now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and switch to Pure Talk. All right? Now's the time. All right? More of the Thanksgiving dishes you dread. Someone's mad that Kamala hasn't been shown enough respect, and I'm about to defend a man who pulled a gun. Hang on.
We don't have enough to eat. Shoo the children.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. They podcast every show, the whole thing. If you want to call in and unload your angst about a Thanksgiving dish you hate, you can. 877-377-4373. Jesse, I heard you talking about the government coming after our churches. You are right. I heard Klaus Schwab speak on this. Not just the blue left side of the House and Senate supporting this. There will be rhinos voting against churches. My wife and I have switched to radio and television church. God bless you and pray for our country. Well, of course, you're seeing this Respect for Marriage Act go through Congress. Bunch of Republicans voted for it. Big surprise. They're all doing the standard thing the Republicans always have to do. Now, love me, media. Yes, love is love. Everyone's missing out on the things in the bill that are going to come after tax protection status for religious schools. Look, let's stop being naive here. This is not all gay people by any stretch of the imagination, but the communist activist wing of the LGBTQ demon mob, they're at war with the American church. They have declared war on the American church. They have. And the American church had better wake up to that fact. And the GOP had better wake up to that fact, and they'd better figure out how to start speaking boldly about it, because these people are coming, right? People do understand that they're coming for you. They are. These people are no different than the worst tyrants you've ever read about in your life. They are. The people who are in charge, do keep this in mind. They found out there was a potential life-saving treatment for COVID while Donald Trump was president. And the entire system in America and internationally basically banned the treatment so Donald Trump wouldn't get credit for saving any lives. Now, let's put that a simpler way. The people who run the United States of America, not just the Biden administration, the entire federal government, they made sure as many Americans died as humanly possible so Joe Biden could win an election. Do you think these people would send the FBI to your door without hesitation, including the door of your church? Of course they are. Of course they will. Wake up and grow up to what's happening out there. There is a cultural war going on right now. It's bad. Now, speaking of war, I don't defend people when they commit acts of violence or threaten violence. And look, it's not that I want to defend this guy, but headline is this. Man pulls a gun at a North Carolina Wendy's, due to lack of sauce. Apparently, the officer spoke with an employee at Wendy's who told them the man was upset he didn't get any sauce with his meal. So I know there's all this victim stuff out there now. If I'm a victim of this, and I'm a victim of that, and I'm a victim of this, and it all, every single one of those things, they miss the true victims in America. Us. Sauce people. I am sick and tired of sitting down to order my meal and telling the waitress, could you bring a side of ranch with that so I could dip my fries in it? And she'll say, okay. Like, you could tell she didn't even write it down. Didn't even have an intention of bringing the ranch. And I'll look as soon as she leaves. I'll look. I'll tell the wife, she's not bringing the ranch. I guarantee you, she didn't even bother write it down. But that's not even the worst part. The worst part is some of them do write it down. And then they'll bring out the meal and they'll always do this. Everything look good? And I'll say, what about the ranch I ordered? I ordered it, you know, with the meal. What about the ranch I ordered? And they always give kind of one of these, oh, right, as if it's just some passing thing that didn't matter at all. If it didn't matter at all, I wouldn't have ordered it with the meal. Stop discriminating against sauce people. Wendy's, sit-down restaurants, I don't care who you are. The man ordered sauce. Did you think he was just, did he throw in a, hey, could you throw in a sauce if you feel like it? Did he say that? Or did he ask for the sauce with his meal? He asked for the sauce with his meal because condiments make the meal. Condiments make the meal. They're not some random side thing. They're a critical part of the meal. And you, pretending like his concerns aren't valid, that's what drove that man to violence. And also probably some mental illness and criminal history. But mainly it was the sauce that drove the man to violence. Or I should say lack of sauce. Oh, I had to get that off my chest. Johnny, Jersey, go.
Candied yams. There's no way you can do anything to a yam to make it succulent. We're not the indigenous people of Peru digging into the dirt to pull out a gourd to fry up. Candied yams are horrible.
That's a fact. That is a fact. You know what? They do suck. You know what doesn't suck? You know what we should do with the candied yams this game? I have a great idea. Here's what we should do. Take them out back and use them for target practice. Listen, just look. As soon as Aunt Peggy comes in with the candied yams, you take them out back and you pull out your weapon, as long as you can do this safely, and you shoot at the candied yams. And don't even tell Aunt Peggy you're going to do it. As soon as she walks in, just take them right out back and just set them up and start shooting at them. Because apparently someone has to get through. Look, if you can't do that, just practice with your mantis X, all right? I realize not everyone's in a situation where you can shoot Peggy's candied yams this Thanksgiving. If you're not, you still do need to practice with your weapon this Thanksgiving break. Mantis X allows you to practice in the comfort of your home or in your backyard, whatever. It allows you to practice without firing a shot. And it's more than practice. I'm not just beep, 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 target practice. Mantis X gives you feedback. They'll make you better. They put you through drills. You go to the range? When's the last time you practiced with your alternate hand? When's the last time you practiced from the near? When's the last time you practiced in different ways? Mantis X will make sure you do. They'll get you good. The Green Berets use it for a reason. Go to MantisX.com, promo code Jesse. All right? MantisX.com. All right. Lisa, Texas, go.
To talk to you. So my issue is, I wasn't sure if I should say it or not until I heard the other guy, the oyster casserole.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lisa, what's in it?
I don't eat it, so I don't know. My mother-in-law has made it for the, well, we've been married, yeah, been there for 30-ish years. And so.
Has anyone told her?
I don't eat it, so I don't know. It's got oysters. What?
Oh, it just, you know what I can't get my mind around? How that must make the house smell. An oyster casserole. Oh, my gosh. All right, 877-377-4373. Joe Biden's 80. Hang on, I'll explain. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got
to set down. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I do have to remember we have to get to a couple emails here. I'm going to get right back to your phone calls about the Thanksgiving dish you are dreading. This is going to be your one and only time you're going to be able to talk to me this week on the phones. It's just, you know, I'm not a phone-heavy show, but every once in a while we like to have fun. I love this one from Reuters. I used to call it Reuters. I think I'm going to go back to Reuters, Chris. I like it. No, you can't say it both ways, idiot. It's Reuters. Anyway, Reuters. As Biden turns 80, Americans ask, what's too old? Nobody's asking that. Everybody can see that Joe Biden is too old. Everybody.
9.5 million turkeys a year.
God love you. 9.5 million turkeys. I tell you what, that's like some of the countries I've been to. Anyway.
What does that mean? What does any of that mean? All right. Oracle Shogun Burgermeister. Apparently this happened in her own town. I don't know how to say this. I know kids are listening. You know there are fake male genitalia things, you know, right? Yeah. Well, they invited in Venice, Florida. They put a bunch of those up. And they had ring toss for the kids where the kids were supposed to talk rings on it. What I was just talking about, how we used to judge other countries. I used to be the same way. Oh, look at that country. Look how oppressive they are. Look how intolerant they are. And I don't do that anymore because this kind of stuff happens in America. And no one gets arrested. People feel totally comfortable doing this in public. Anyway, she goes on to say the ring toss thing happened in my hometown in downtown Venice, Florida. Our, quote, conservative Republican city council let this happen, gave these Pride Parade folks the permit to hold the event in Centennial Park right where young children were playing in the kids' fountain. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Her name is Candy. I bet she's hot, Chris. There's never been an ugly Candy, but that's not important. It doesn't matter right now. Let's focus on the task at hand. What would I do? Oh, every single one of those city council members would be put on notice. Now, look, I'll tell you something I have done. I've done this in my own town. Maybe you remember when I did this. We had a 4th of July parade coming up, and the communists wormed their way into a couple parts of my blood red area. They wormed their way in enough to get a hardcore LGBTQ activist, Second Amendment gun grabber, takes her son to drag shows, lady, to get her in charge of the drag event. To get her in charge, as the marshal of the 4th of July parade. What did I do? I got on social media. Just like you have social media. And I began to organize angry people, angry parents there. And I made sure I was emphatic about no threats of violence, nothing illegal. But you talk about Venice, Florida. You know what those, quote, conservative Republican city council people have never experienced before? Floods of phone calls and email. If you're a city councilman, you get 5 emails a week, maybe. If he shows up to 50 in a day and it's all angry people, you will prompt him to action and threaten his seat. Run against him. You know, these races that are really important, the local races, school board, city council, and things like that, they're the most important races, and they have the fewest voters every single time. Most people don't even know the races happen or don't even know they exist. You know, we have huge school board races coming. Not in 2024, when the presidency is going to be voted on. in 2023. Next year, there will be school board races in state after state after state across the United States of America. No one shows up to these things except for the few communist activists that are brought out to the polls. You know you can dominate these things with very little organization whatsoever. Start running these people out of office. This is what I'm saying. We don't have an anti-communist party yet in this country. It's pathetic how embarrassing and weak the Republican Party is. They really are the low-T GOP. They make me sick they allow this stuff to go on. And when you challenge them on it, they couldn't shrink fast enough. Wow, I just want to be tolerant. Oh, barf on your tolerance. Stop letting our country turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. Sorry. Jen, Wisconsin, let's talk Thanksgiving. What is it, Jen?
I hate going to Thanksgiving. My brother's father-in-law is, I guess we call him a licker. So if you don't get in line before him, he licks all of the spoons. He licks the knife. He licks the toilet cover. He licks the salad dressing rim. I even saw him lick the gravy bowl.
Oh, gosh. That's so disgusting. Oh, gosh. That reminds me. Chris, when's the last time I told that story about the jalapeno cheese bombers? Oh, gosh. You know what? Chris, I've got to tell it. I've got to tell the story. All right, so this was a long, long, long time ago. But I was selling RVs. And I used to work with this guy. He's long since retired and gone. But I used to work with this guy. And he worked right across in a cubicle across what I could see through the glass cubicle, right? And he would, man, I don't want to gross everyone out. He would pick his nose all day long. He would go use the bathroom. We worked out of a trailer, so you can hear everything. And he would use the bathroom and not wash his hands. And his fingernails were basically rotting off of his fingers. He was in very poor health. All right, I'm going to stop elaborating, but that's the situation. One day, I'm starving to death, but I have an appointment. Someone's coming. If you have an appointment in RVs, that's a good thing. That means they're coming back again. That means you got a buyer on your hands. So I'm just going to have to starve. I go out on the lot with this appointment, and it takes a couple hours. I finally get this guy done, get his paperwork printed off, get him signed. And by now, you know the darkness comes over me when I haven't eaten. Now I'm at a point of desperation. I have to have calories in me now. So I go taking off down for the conference room where they had gotten, it was Church's Chicken. They'd gotten Church's Chicken earlier, but it was hours earlier. They'd eaten all the chicken. They'd virtually eaten everything in there, except they knew how much I love the jalapeno cheese bombers, one of the most underrated menu items in the country, the jalapeno cheese bombers at Church's Chicken. And there was a big vat of these cheese bombers sitting there. And I finally get in, and I'm sweating because it's summertime. And I finally get in, and I get seated at this conference table, and I grab this big thing of jalapeno cheese bombers, and I pull it over to me, only to have Mr. Booger Fingers walk right into the conference room because he hadn't had a chance to eat yet either and go, "Oh, nice, I love these." And he takes his hand and just digs into the box and takes a big old handful. I'm not a crier. You probably have figured that out. I'm not a big emotions guy. Just the Kellys, we don't do a lot of crying. I was honestly so broken emotionally, I almost cried at that point. All I could do was just sit there. I didn't even have the heart to say anything. I got up and walked back to my office and grabbed the keys to my pickup, and I just went and got my pickup, and I left, and I went and got some food. I just left work. I didn't even tell anyone I was going. I just had to leave. Raquel, Florida, go.
Hi, this is Rachel. I live in Chalmers, Florida, and I was born Raquel, but my mother changed it to Rachel because it's Italian, and no one was named Rachel. I mean Raquel. And every year, my sister... stepsister brings a coconut cake to my mother's house, and I hate that cake. No one likes the cake in the entire family. It's an embarrassment, and my mother turns red. It's shaped like a male's private part, and it's got coconut that looks like hair on the bottom, and she thinks it's hysterically funny. And every year, she sits there and laughs all by herself. My mother turns red, and all my sisters.
Okay, one, that is kind of funny. Two, that's also inappropriate for family Thanksgiving. What is wrong with people? What? All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, please stop talking about your symmetrical face and Denzel for a while. I tried watching Man on Fire today, and I kept seeing your balding hairline and mustache the entire movie. I will never forget the day my wife and I saw my son's ultrasound. Once my wife saw the screen and heard the beat, she started crying uncontrollably. The hot ultrasound lady didn't even react, as if she'd seen it before. I plan on donating a little to preborn my next paycheck. Hua, since I can say his name. His name is John, man. I will never forget. Look, I don't ever forget it either. And I'm a forgetful person. There's just something about that first time you see your little boy or your little girl in there, and you know they're coming, right? And that's why I speak so loudly and proudly about preborn, man. These women have chosen to have an abortion. Most of them are scared. They don't know they have options, and they're going for an abortion. And preborn steps in, and all they say is just, hey, come in for an ultrasound first. No charge. Just an ultrasound. And overwhelmingly, if they get her sitting in there for that ultrasound, she chooses life. Your $28. You say give a little. Man, I don't care if it's $5, but your $28, that buys a life. That buys an ultrasound for that lady. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life. I'm thankful to be alive, right? It's a good time to do it. I'm thankful to be alive. You thankful for life? Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life, all right? All right.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, on a Thanksgiving week. And no matter what, no matter how crappy everything is, do remember that there is always something to be thankful for. If you woke up today, you have something to be thankful for. Life is a gift. I'm thankful I don't have kids like this lady. Apparently, she's the daughter of a billionaire, and this is at his funeral.
But Dad, please know that while I'm grateful and highly aware of all that you've given this family, I still don't miss you. When you died, I felt like there was a hole. I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of what you could become. I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective. I miss the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter. I missed my fantasy of you. Because when you died, it solidified the fact that you'll never be what you could.
As you listen to this, I want you to think about that college you're going to send your 18-year-old to when they graduate high school next year. Because that's where that's where your child turns into this. I want you to think long and hard. Is this going to be your funeral?
But only what you are. And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump-loving, cis-straight white man. That is all you will ever be to me. And Dad, before you tell me to respect the dead, please remember that you disrespected and disregarded the lives and deaths of entire communities of people with your ideology. You told me to never back down, so I won't. You know for a fact that...
Where is your kid going to college? You bragging to the neighbors about it already? I'm so proud of Aiden. He's going to Harvard. Is that you? Is that you? This is going to be your kid. You ready?
Even against you, I'm not afraid to share my peace. You are everything I aspire not to be, and I refuse to stand up here and sing the praises of a man who is the paradigm of white supremacy. So I'll take your racist mindset, I'll take your money, and I'll take your advice. And I swear to God I will make this world a better place, not at all because of you, but in exact opposition to you.
Where's your kid going? What's your kid doing after high school? Jesse, I don't know if this will help your listener who is asking what to do with her husband snoring and what the military teams used to do. When I was in Marine reconnaissance and we were out on ops, if we had a guy who snored, we used to make them wear a gas mask while they slept. I don't know if they got much sleep at all wearing this, as those are not particularly comfortable or easy to breathe in. But if they did fall asleep, it sure muffled the snoring quite a bit. I hope that helps. Maybe your listener can buy her husband a gas mask. Who knows? It might come in handy when the FBI starts raiding homes for listening to your show, too. Man, gas masks did suck. Oh, I do not miss any time in a gas mask. It is. I don't enjoy having things on my face anyway. And that made it so much worse. All right, a few more of these quickly. What Thanksgiving dish are you dreading? Bob, Jersey, go.
Yeah, buddy. So you're from Ohio, Montana. Okra, fried okra. The worst thing ever. Everything you've ever had. And they try and fry it. We all like fried stuff. Doesn't happen. It sucks. They click. Bye.
It's a fact. It's a fact. And you know what? I know because the shows, we obviously do very well everywhere, but in the South, the show's obviously big too. Florida, Alabama, Texas, all over these places. I'm going to catch so much heat for that tomorrow because these Southerners worship okra. Okra sucks. Mike, Pennsylvania, go.
Okay, two words. Butter, nut, squash.
Oh, 1,000%. Oh, absolutely. Get that off the Thanksgiving table. Rusty, Kentucky, go.
Turkey.
Absolutely. He nailed it. Turkey. So over. He said turkey, Chris. The phone must not have been calling on a Pure Talk phone. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what, though. His voice did come off so deep, I bet he's been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, Chris. What? I bet he has been. I bet that is a human being who's experienced a 20% increase in his testosterone in 90 days taking natural herbal supplements. And I need to stress this. I know you have a brand new clinic, probably one on every corner in your town. Come on in. We'll inject you with something. Get you right. Do you really think you should be injecting yourself with things, fellas, or should you find natural ways to keep your T levels high? Ladies, tired in the afternoons? Need a nap, cup of coffee, anything? Female Vitality Stack. Natural herbal supplements. U.S. manufacturing. And as I've mentioned before, the boys at Chalk, they're about as hardcore anti-communist as you can get. In fact, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you're listening live right now, you know who else is listening to it right now? The Chalk Warehouse. They have the show on the loudspeakers in the Chalk Warehouse. These are people who've earned your business. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the subscriptions, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Dear part-time radio host, full-time pink flower. That's not nice. I just wanted to sincerely thank you for making my mornings when you decide to show up for work. I listen to your podcast on Spotify a day late at 2:45 a.m. as I get ready for work. And on those days, I feel down about all the BS happening within our country and wonder what's the point of all this, and you somehow managed to make me laugh. In fact, yesterday I laughed so hard I messed up my eyeliner and poked myself in the eye, and then I laughed at that because I knew you'd laugh at me. I would have laughed at you. In fact, I'm laughing at you now. That's freaking hilarious. My day doesn't feel complete until I listen to your show. I love the truth bombs, the misogyny, the bullying, the sexism, the fat shaming. You're doing great. Don't change a thing. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. Carly, she says, and you're right. Carlys are hot, especially the Latina ones. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much universal. I don't know that it's unique to any race. It's just like, that's just the way it is.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden's bribe. Americans who receive a booster jab this winter we'll get $20 off Sky High groceries. There's no way that's legal. They can't. This can't be legal anymore. This is it, this country. Watching what this place has turned into over COVID-19. It's like I'm not here. Do you ever have this feeling like you're not here and you're watching from the outside? That's what it feels like. It feels like I'm watching a dream of mine or something like that. Thanksgiving just got 20% more expensive thanks to Bidenflation. Yes, Thanksgiving prices are through the roof. No question about that. If you want a solution on how to save 20%, I know that's hard this Thanksgiving. Skip your sorry turkey. Trump will burn down the GOP with his penchant for chaos. I'm so tired of this rhetoric. Trump will burn down the GOP. Trump's the end of the world. You know I'm more than happy to criticize Trump when I feel like he does something wrong. Can we please stop acting like Trump is the Antichrist or the end of mankind? We have a laundry list of items 10 miles long that are actually wrecking the United States of America. Trump ain't even on the list. You know what will wreck the country? The FBI, the DOJ. These are things that will wreck the country. Biden agrees to pay climate reparations, and China, the world's top carbon emitter, good profit. It is wild how fast the destruction happens under Democrats. This is what happens. Republicans get elected, and they're a bunch of weenie losers who don't lead on anything. So people think to themselves, wow, Republicans suck. And of course, they're right. They do suck. And then they elect a Democrat, and they think, oh my gosh, now I remember why we elected Republicans in the first place. Oh, yeah, I already read that one. Emotional Kyrie Irving delivers public mea culpa as he makes his Nets debut. I'm glad we are busy whipping all these people into line with our thoughts. Journalists outraged after Elon Musk reinstated Trump's Twitter account. Quote, the Russians have spoken. Our journalists are so weak. You know the journalists in Mexico get assassinated all the time? Ours are just kind of embarrassing. All right. The email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.